Broadcasting live from the Stevenson Pest Control booth, courtside here at Shuford Arena, the campus of Lenore Ryan University. It is Pisgah basketball on WPTL as we have the final four in the 4A classification here in the state of North Carolina. Your Pisgah Bears are one of those four as tonight they take on the Maiden Blue Devils in what should be a classic matchup between two very good teams tonight. I'm Mike Lovelace. Beside me, I got the pride of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Kevin Lowry, back in the studio. The man who knows to push all the right buttons, Mr. Jack Cuett. So, Kevin, if you don't have butterflies tonight, you're just not breathing.
Oh, yeah. You can feel the electricity in the air here, Mike. Both sides packed. It's probably been a while since this gym here at Lenore Ryan has had this kind of crowd in it from both sides. It should be an exciting night. Got number one overall in 4A, playing number two overall, and they've been right there at 1-2 most of the year in the RPI.
Yeah, this is no surprise matchup as we come down to the, I guess you could call it the championship on the west side of the state between 1 and 2, Pisgah and Maiden High School. Maiden High School just about 20-25 minute drive from here, so it's kind of like a home game for the Maiden Blue Devils, who their campus is not far away at all. And for Pisgah, it's about an hour and a half ride down here to Lenore Ryan University. So not a bad drive for our Bears, and certainly our Pisgah faithful has turned out pretty good here tonight. A lot of red over on the visitor side.
Yeah, folks, now it's time for the Keys to the Game, sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor for First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals and needs. Call 452-6314 for a free consultation. That's First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, and SEC registered broker-dealer and investment advisor.
So, Kevin, what's your key to the game tonight?
So, I think that, we've got to play a great game team-wise all the way around. But for me, it's defend the three.
Yeah.
Maiden loves to shoot the three from the guard standpoint. And we've got to defend that well tonight.
Absolutely. Mine is a little different. Mine is, I think, of the team that can adjust to the nerves, because there's going to be a lot of nerves in this game. If you can adjust to the nerves and adjust to the officiating, because you never know what type of officiating you're going to get when you start traveling, I think the team that can adjust to those two things quickest has a great chance. And I agree, we got to defend that three-point arc tonight, as this team likes to shoot a lot of threes.
Yeah, Mike, the game before this, got to witness it. They were calling a lot of fouls in that game. So you're exactly right. Adjust to how they're calling the game.
So we're just about to get our national anthem. We're going to throw it back to Jack in the studio. A few words from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to have this fifth round, final four matchup between Pisgah and Maiden. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Welcome back to the campus of Lenore Ryan University. We are in Shuford Arena for this fifth round matchup between your Pisgah Bears and the Maiden Blue Devils, and we just completed the national anthem. We are now about to get the starting lineups, which will be probably for, I assume, the Pisgah team. They'll be the visitors tonight. And we are stuck down here in the corner, so a little bit hard to see for us.
Yeah, Macy Devlin, number 10, senior. Chandler Lowry, number 11, senior point guard. Number 13, Bailey Connor, senior wing. Number 14, Scout Ballou, a sophomore forward. And then in the middle, we've got number 25, a senior, Kylie Leonard.
So that's going to be your starting lineup for the Bears. Now for the Maiden Blue Devils will be number 1, Reagan Rembert. And number 3, Ava Anderson, the leading scorer for the Blue Devils. And we got number 5, Willow Bass. Number 10, Kiara Culliver. And number 24, Haven Dula. Now, I apologize if I am not pronouncing those names right, but I'm from Canton, so we give it our best try.
Yes, we do, Mike.
So we're ready to get underway. And again, like I mentioned, we're kind of behind one of the goals. We're literally almost on the court. I could stretch my legs out and touch the court, but we're behind one of the goals. So we'll have a good look at the action on our end of the court. When it gets to the other end of the court, it's going to be a little more difficult to see. But just sit back and enjoy this game as the Bears take on Maiden. I'm excited, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm excited here, Mike. It's going to be a great matchup here. Maiden is undefeated at 27-0, and we're at 29-1 on the season, Mike.
We're ready to go. Ball goes up at center court. Culliver gets the tip for the Blue Devils. Tips it to number 3, Anderson. Goes inside, now outside. Drive, shoot, and intercepted by Blue. Gets it to Chandler. Chandler has it now top of the key. Chandler calls the play. Looks like they're in a 3-2 zone defense. Back to Chandler top of the key. Goes inside to Macy Devlin and tipped out of bounds. Possession will stay with the Bears. And right off the bat, Kevin, we about got hit with the ball.
You know it's going to happen here
tonight.
It's going
to happen. We are right here on the court. Chandler with the inbounds under her goal. Gets it out to Macy. Back to Chandler. Thinks about the three. Now Macy has it. Swings it over to Bailey. Top of the key. She drives. Passes out in the corner. Swings it back. Top of the key to Macy. Macy over to Bailey. Bailey looking inside. Can't find the way. Back to Chandler. Chandler has it now. She backs it up. Resets the play. Now down to the corner to Bailey. Now back top of the key to Macy. Good patience by the Bears. Swing it over to the other side. Inside to Bailey. Now outside to Kylie. Over to Scout. Now swings it around to Macy. Back to Bailey. Goes inside to Chandler. Good pass to Kylie. Her shot, no good. She gets her own rebound. And a lot of contact, no call. Ball goes back the other way to Maiden. Three-pointer goes up quickly, and it's good. Ava Anderson gets the first points of the game. 3-0. Blue Devils with the lead. Chandler with the ball. Finds Macy. Cross court to Scout. Scout with a couple dribbles back to Chandler. Chandler over to Bailey. Now back to Scout. Over to Chandler on the left. And I'm going to say she traveled. And that's going to give it back to Maiden. Up 3-0 with 6:23 to play in the first quarter.
That hurt. She got to the middle, hit that little floater right where we want it.
Ball goes into Anderson. She's going to get a screen. Anderson gets all the way in the paint. She's going to shoot again, and she's going to be fouled. That's going to be 2 shots for Maiden.
And that's the one thing we've got to do is we've got to stay in front of her. She can shoot the three, but we want to make sure we're defending outside, not letting her get to the hole.
Yeah, she's our leading scorer at 17 points a game. First free throw is off. No good. She's So Anderson will get a second attempt. This one's up, and this one is good. 4-0. They go into a full court press. Chandler with the ball. Goes into the middle to Bailey. Gets tipped over to Macy. And back to Chandler. A lot of contact, no call. Inside to Tally. Back out to Macy. Macy's going to drive. She's fouled. And Macy's going to go to the line with two Messimer Insurance free throws.
These Messimer Insurance free throws are brought to you by an agency that offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
First free throw is good. That gets the Bears on the scoreboard, 4-1. 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Macy's second free throw is up and good. 4-2 your score. Piska is in a full court man-to-man. Anderson brings it up. Gets it to Dua. Back to Anderson. They go inside. Now outside. Drive and score by Haven Dua. Again, made in that full court press. Chandler gets it over to Bailey. And she steps on the out-of-bounds line. That's a turnover, giving it back to the Blue Devils. Pass with the inbounds to Anderson. Anderson bringing it up. She's going to drive again. Now kicks it out. Another three-point shot goes up. This one is no good, but rebounded by Anderson. Her shot is no good. Rebounded by the Blue Devils. Her shot's no good. Another rebound by the Blue Devils, and they're going to call a foul, I believe, on Kylie.
That may be number two on Kylie.
So the Blue Devils will go to the line and shoot two free throws. Number 10, Culliver, will be at the free throw line, averaging 14 points a game. Her free throw is no good. And we got Lauren Blue checking in for Kylie Leonard. That must have been her second foul, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she got the first one. It's the second team foul.
Second free throw by Culver is good. 7-2. Bears trail. Again, full court press to Bailey to scout. And has it tipped away. Chandler gets the ball, and it looks like she's going to be fouled. And it is on Anderson.
Good job of Chandler by going to the ball.
Yeah.
Getting it. We're going to have to do that. They're very aggressive in this 3-2, you know, kind of three-quarter court.
Yeah.
Press.
Chandler to Macy. Macy dribbles to her right. Now looks left. Finds Bailey. Over to Chandler. Thinks about the three. Now she drives into the paint. She shoots and she scores. Good drive by Chandler. That makes it a 7-4 game. Quickly on the other end. They go inside to Culver. Spin move is no good. And again, the Blue Devils get the rebound. Their shot's no good. This time, Scout with the rebound. Quickly out to Macy. Macy pushing it on the court. Tries to feed it into Bailey. And it's tipped out of bounds. Possession will stay with Pisgah. They'll be inbounding right in front of me and you, Kevin.
That would get Alexis Ballou in the game. Alexis Marcos in the game. Lauren Ballou is already in the game.
Chandler with the inbound. And out to Macy. Macy gets it to Chandler. Chandler with a couple of dribbles, now looking inside. Cross court, and it's stolen away by Anderson. Anderson down into the corner to Rembert. Her shot is up, no good. And we got a foul on Maiden. Pisgah ball.
It's going to be on Willow Bass, the third team foul on Maiden.
Maiden drops back into a 3-2 zone. Chandler almost had the ball intercepted. And
she never even had control of the ball. I'm not sure how he's saying she was out of bounds.
They do give it to the Bears.
But that's where if we move to the ball, Mike, we pick up the foul.
Yeah.
They're very aggressive in the passing.
Ball goes into Chandler, half court. Chandler setting the play to Blue. Over to Macy. Macy cross court to Chandler. Chandler shoots, and it's no good. Rebounded by Culver. Gets it to Anderson. 7-4, 3:50 to play first quarter. Inside to Culver. Now outside. And shot, no good. Good defense by the Bears. Chandler is ahead. Gets it to Marcos. To Macy. Her shot is no good. And we missed an easy one there, Kevin.
Good look by Chandler on the backside.
Yep.
Macy just didn't get that one to go for. Looked like an offensive foul.
Yeah, there. Anderson extends the arm, no call. Rebounded by number 24, Dua. And they score 9-4. Macy back to Chandler. Over to Macy. To Alexis, top the key. Swings it around to Scout. To Blue. Inside, and we got a foul on Culver. And I don't think that's five yet for the quarter.
It should be four on Macy.
Bailey comes in for Macy. Chandler inbounding. Looking inside. Finds Blue. Blue, good pass to Scout. She shoots, has her shot partially blocked. Rebounded by the Blue Devils. And out of bounds, last touch by Pisgah. So Maiden ball into their own basket. Pisgah stays in that man-to-man. And we got caught on the screen, but they missed the easy shot. Chandler with the rebound, tipped out of bounds by Rembert, and that's going to be Pisgah basketball.
Settle down, get a basket here.
Ball goes into Chandler. Chandler across half court. Now to Bailey. Pop the key to Alexis. Over to Blue. Three-point shot is in and out. And we got a fight for the rebound, and we're going to tie it up.
It should be our ball.
And you're right, Kevin. The possession arrow pointing towards the Pisgah bench. Chandler with the inbounds. 2:25 to play first quarter. 9-4 your score. Alexis gets it. Her shot's no good. And we got a foul on Alexis. And that'll be an inbounds for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, we're getting shots there. We're a little tentative on the shots. We need to take it a little more physical, create that contact, Mike.
Yeah.
Get that foul call.
Inbounded to Anderson. Alexis is on her. Gets by Alexis, shoots the 10-footer. No good. Alexis has it. She's going to think about the short jumper. Now gets it to Bailey. Bailey drives baseline. She's trapped. And we got a foul called on the Blue Devils. And looks like it's on number 24, Dua.
It's going to be her second. Team fifth.
So Bailey will be shooting two Messimer insurance free throws. We've got an even 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. 9-4 your score. First free throw is off the back iron. No good. Bailey will get one more try. Free throw up, and this one is no good as well. Rebounded by Maiden. Still 9-4. Anderson. They're swinging around to the left side to Beal. Inside, outside. And they're going to get an easy shot under the basket. And this one's no good, but they rebound again. They kick it out to number two, Beal. She takes the three. It's good. Chandler gets it to Alexis. To Chandler. Takes the three, gets in the paint, shoots, and She draws the foul, but the bucket does not go in. But Chandler will be shooting two Messmer Insurance free throws.
And these Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
12-4, Pisgah struggled to score in this first quarter. Chandler's free throw up and good. 12-5 your score. Ken, we haven't quite figured out that 3-2 zone. Maiden's running against us right now.
No, and we hadn't been able to get a ton of stops down there to get in transition.
Second free throw rims out. 12-5. Maiden goes the other way. Anderson with the ball. Lakes is trying to force her left. She wants to go right, seems like every time. Out to top of the key to Campbell. Now down the corner to Rimbert. She drives, kicks it out to Campbell. She's going to take the three-pointer. This one's no good. Rebounded by Anderson, and the putback is good. 1 minute left in the first quarter, 14-5. Blue Devils with the lead. Alexis has it. And it's stolen away by
a walk.
And we got a jump ball. Yeah, the Maiden player went down to the ground with it, and they didn't call anything, but we did tie it up. But unfortunately, the arrow is pointing towards Maiden. Campbell with the inbounds. Gets it to Anderson. Anderson dribbles around half court. Alexis on her. She goes right, and then she goes left. Good pass inside, and that's going to be a foul and the bucket. Culliver made the bucket and will go to the line to shoot a free throw.
That was a pretty weak foul call.
16-5. Pisgah's not had much of a transition game in this first quarter. Free throw up and good. 17-5. Chandler quicker down the other way. And it's off, tipped out of bounds off the Maiden player. So Pisgah will keep the possession under their basket. Got 27 seconds left in the first quarter.
And their coach wants to get her out. She about picked up her second foul there.
Yeah.
No call.
Chandler looking. And finds Bailey.
Should have been another foul there.
Yeah, very physical inside. Ball goes out of bounds. Ball stays with the Bears. Chandler has it. Again, looking inside, finds Blue, and she scores. Good pass there. 17-7, 20 seconds to go. Rembert has it, top of the key. Rembert drives, and no good. Somehow, Campbell come away with it. Blue Devils have it. And we're going to foul Bass as she drives to the basket with 6.8 seconds to go in the first quarter. That's going to be two more free throws for the Blue Devils.
That's going to be the second foul on Alexis Marcus.
These officials, they will seem to be caught. If you're making a shot attempt, they'll call a foul, but any other time, they seem to be hesitant to make a foul call. Scout Blue comes into the game for Alexis. Next free throw up and good. 18-7. Quickly, Chandler to Macy. Macy takes the three-pointer. No good. And that's going to end the first quarter here at Shuford Arena. With your score, Maidenton Blue Devils 18, Pisgah Bears 7. When we come back, we'll have the second quarter. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to the campus of Lenoir Ryan University here at Shuford Arena as the Bears are taking on the Maiden Blue Devils in this Final Four matchup for the 4A State Championship. And after one quarter, our Bears trail by 11. But, Kevin, there's a few things we could have done to help ourselves in that first quarter.
Yeah, we missed probably three or four easy shots. We've also been in that man-to-man the whole time, haven't been able to change the pace of play. We've got to be able to get in transition here, whether it's off the rebound, which we haven't done well on that end as well, or on a steal and getting in the pass lane. So I expect that we'll make a change here to try to get us in better position to get in transition.
I agree. So we're about ready to get the second quarter started. It'll be Pisgah ball to start the second. Senior scorer, Maiden 18, Pisgah 7. And we're underway. Ball goes in to Chandler. Chandler gets a screen. Goes over to her right. Now swings it back to Kylie. Kylie with a dribble, hands it off to Mason. Inside to Chandler. She gets a shot. Good. Nice play out of the timeout by Coach Holloway. 18-9. Anderson goes inside. Shot no good. Rebounded by Maidenton. Now stolen away by Macy. Macy's looking up the court. Finds Kylie. Good move, Kylie. And no, missed the easy short shot, but great rebound by, or it was rebounded by the Blue Devils, and Scout Blue tied it up. Possession will stay with the Blue Devils, but
that's the transition we were talking about, yeah. Mike. And you know, we just missed the bunny. This is the new defense I was thinking about. The 1-3-1 here extended out.
Yep. So Anderson topped the key. Now over to the left side, now down in the corner. To Anderson, her shot no good. Rebounded by Anderson, her shot no good. Rebounded by Chandler. Chandler off to the races, finds Macy. Macy looking, now to Kylie. Kylie tries to dribble in the paint, gets it to Chandler. Chandler's shot, good. Nice move by Chandler, makes it an 18-11 ball game with 6:50 to play first half. Bass with the ball over to Anderson. Back to Bass. Back to Anderson. Three-point shot by Anderson is good. That was a long three-pointer, and it was good by Bass, or excuse me, by Anderson. Makes it a 21-11 game. Chandler with the ball to Bailey. Back to Chandler. Inside to Kylie. And Kylie is going to get the bucket and the foul.
That's going to be number three on 24.
And that is a big play in this ball game. That's got a three-point play potential and a big foul, like you said, Kevin, on number 24, Ava Dula. So 21-13, one Messimer insurance free throw by Kylie. Free throw up and short, no good. Rebounded by the Blue Devils. Quickly to Anderson. Bailey's on her. She kicks it out. Three-point shot goes up, and it rattles in somehow. Bass with the three-pointer. 24-13. Bailey drives, and she's going to be fouled by number 10, and I believe is that two on her, on Culliver?
Looks like they didn't call it on. Yeah, they did call it on her.
So good job.
They called it on 30 or 10.
Good job by Bailey to drive But unfortunately, she misses the first free throw.
And these free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Second attempt is up and good. 24-14. Anderson over to Bass. She drives and stolen away and then stolen back. Anderson has it now down in the corner. Back out to Anderson. She swings it around to Bass. Bass passes to Anderson. Bailey on her. Anderson drives, now passes to Culliver, out to Bass. Three-point shot up and no good. Rebounded by Chandler. Chandler finds Bailey down the court and shot no good. A lot of contact. Back out top of the key to Kylie. Kylie gets in the paint and got a lot of contact.
That
no
should
call.
Have been number three on her.
Anderson baseball pass down the court. Campbell has it. Now cross court to Anderson. Anderson swings it to Campbell. Now down in the corner. Three-point shot goes up and no good. Anderson with the rebound. Fight for the rebound, and they're going to call foul on Pisgah.
It's on Scout Ballou. I mean, how do we not get these two calls here and got that?
Yeah, two really heavy contact, no calls on our end. But they did call it on the other end. Blue Devils with the inbound. Campbell out top the key to Bass. Back to Campbell. Back to Bass. Bass is going to drive. She shoots, and wild shot, no good. Rebounded by Kylie. Kylie gets it to Chandler. Chandler gets up the court. Over to Bailey on the right side. Tries to go inside to Alexis, and it's over her head, out of bounds. And the Maidenton coach calls timeout.
So, yeah, this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So we can't seem to crack much below that 10-point lead. It's 24-14. We're getting good looks, Kevin. A lot of contact, no calls on the last two possessions, but I like the looks we're getting right now.
Yeah, I like the looks we're getting. If we could just, you know, put a few of those down, start hitting our free throws as well. We're 1 of 3 in this quarter on free throws as well. We got a chance to climb right back in this game.
Yeah, we got 4:35 to play in the first half. I'd love to see this get down to a 2 or 4 point lead here by halftime. I think the thing we can't do in this last 4 minutes is let them increase that 10-point lead.
No, we've got to be able to adjust here and stay out of foul trouble here.
So Bass with the inbound to Anderson. Again, we go back to the full court man-to-man. Anderson over in the corner. Top of the key. Swings it around to the left side. They feed it inside. Shot goes up. Good. Basket was by Culliver for the Blue Devils. Chandler setting the play up on our end of the court to Alexis. Back to Chandler. Over to Bailey. To Alexis. Alexis drives, gets it out to Chandler. Chandler looking inside. Now she's going to drive. She's going to get in the paint. She shoots, no good. She gets her own rebound. Shot, no good. Rebounded by Maiden. Again, got some good looks. Ball wouldn't go down for us. Anderson with the ball. Quick three-pointer goes up. This one's going to be way short. It's an air ball. And out of bounds. Possession goes back to the Pisgah Bears.
And they hit those two big threes early, and they've missed two in a row here. So hopefully that's the case. Need to get this thing. You need to get a bucket here.
Yeah, 26-14. Chandler down in the corner. Bailey's going to take the three-pointer. No good.
Oh, wow.
And they're going to call a foul on Scout. I don't. Right here in front of us, they had their arms locked. They were back-to-back. And I don't know how that foul goes really either way. That should have been a play on. Anderson with the ball. Over to Campbell. They're daring her to take the shot.
Yeah, we want her to shoot it.
Yep. Corner, three-pointer, no good. Stolen away by Anderson, and she scores. That one hurt. Quickly, Chandler brings it up the court. She gets in the paint and scores. That's what we need. 28-16, 2:52 to play first half. Pass with the ball to Campbell. Inside to Culver. And she's going to drive around Kylie and score 30-16. And we try to fire it down the court out of bounds.
Luckily, Coach Holloway got a timeout there.
Yep.
Not getting a lot of resistance when they get it into Big Culver down there in the post. And Coach Holloway got a timeout. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
She scores 30-16. That last bucket hurt. We had secured the rebound and then just committed a turnover, and Anderson stole it and shot the easy layup. But, Kevin, that lead has grown to a 14-point now. And, again, I think it's a little bit of a dangerous home for Pisgah with 2:39 to play in the first half. We need to get that thing back down into single digits.
Absolutely.
So a good timeout by Coach Holloway. Saved a turnover there. Macy will be inbounded to Chandler. Chandler calls the play. Blue Devils in that 3-2 zone. Now back to Macy. Swings it over to the right side, but tipped out of bounds by.
And they are playing in the passing lanes a lot.
Yeah.
They've just got to be able to come to it or make the pass early.
Inbounds to Chandler. To Macy, cross court to Alexis. She drives, shoots, and no good. Good rebounded by Scout. Put back, no good. And another good rebound by Scout. Gets it to Blue. Blue takes the three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Alexis. Alexis gets in the paint, now has it stolen away. And Chandler almost gets the steal. Quickly back the other way. Three-point shot goes up for the Blue Devils. This one's no good. Rebounded by Anderson. Her shot's no good. Out of bounds off Anderson. Pisgah ball. 1:57 to play first half. Bailey checks in the game for Alexis. Pisgah had all kinds of opportunities on that possession. Just did not convert. Blue inbounds to Chandler. Over to Macy. To Bailey. Top of the key. Now back to Blue. To Scout. Over to Chandler. To Bailey in the corner. She's looking inside. Can't find anything. Now passes out to Chandler. Chandler drives. Gets in the paint. And tries to kick it out. And Scout had broke towards the basket as Chandler tried to kick it out to her. And that's going to give it back to the Blue Devils.
And that's the three we want right there. The dribble penetration, bring the defense to us.
Anderson with the ball. Anderson, good ball handler. She does most of their ball handling. Gets it inside to Culver. She walked, no call. Stolen away by Chandler. Chandler's going to get in the paint, and her shot's no good. Rebounded by Scout. Good pass. Another shot, no good. And we got a foul called on the Bears.
Yeah, and the Bears fans are not happy here. That, you know, we got a lot of body on the first layup, and that was no good. We don't get a call. Their coach quickly takes 10 out before she picks up her third. It looks like they just stopped calling fouls down here on this end.
Yeah, we got a good view of this end. Anderson back the other way for Maiden. Campbell has it, top key, over to the right elbow. Now back top key, swings it over the left side. Anderson's going to take the three-pointer, no good, and they're going to say a foul on Lauren Blue, and that's going to send Anderson to the line, I believe, for three shots.
All the contact down here. Can't get anything to go our way right now, Mike.
Yeah, we just got to do damage control this first half. Free throw good. 31-16. Next free throw, also good. 32-16. Molly Watson checks into the game for Lauren Blue. Seconds to play first half. This free throw is no good. Chandler gets the rebound. Chandler coming up the court to Macy. And a good pass to Scout. Her shot is, and he missed another short shot under the gold. That gives it back to Maiden with 37 seconds to go. Bailey all over Anderson. Good defense. And they're going to call a foul on Macy, and that is a horrendous call.
That's going to send him back to the line again.
That's one of them where the player falls down and the referee has to, he assumes there had to be a foul.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that you have to fall down here to get a foul called at this point.
I'm not sure we fell down and didn't get a call. Anderson's free throw is good, 33-16. Got 31.2 seconds remaining in the first half. Next free throw is good. Ball goes in. Chandler has it. Macy. Couple of dribbles, loses it, but Bailey picks it up. Finds Scout. Out to Chandler. Three-point shot up and no good. Rebounded by the Blue Devils. Campbell. Gets it to Rimbert. Rimbert drives, going to get in the paint, kicks it out. Three-point shot goes up, and it's good. Hill makes the three-pointer. It's 37-16, and that is going to end the first half. With the Bears trailing by 21, 37-16. When we come back, we'll have your Papertown Equipment Rental Halftime Show. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Welcome back to Shuford Arena here on the campus of Lenoir Ryan, where Pisgah trails 37-16 at halftime to the Maiden Blue Devils. And Kevin, that was a tough first half for our young ladies.
Yeah, it was very tough for us in that first half. And this halftime show is brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. Mike, you're exactly right. I would not want to see the shooting percentages. And it wasn't that we were shooting a lot of outside shots. We had a lot of shots at the rim that we're missing. We're pressing a lot. As that lead grew, we started pressing.
Yeah. You know, our shot selection was good. We just missed so many shots, you know, inside 5 feet in the paint. Now, they were contested. I mean, they wasn't just wide open gimmies, but we missed a lot of what I would still call shots we should have made. We missed a few free throws, committed a few turnovers, and you add all that up, and you're down 21 points at halftime. And it's not so much that we let them go crazy scoring. We only have 16 points on the board.
Right. And typically we're in the 30s right now,
yeah.
30 to 40. So right now we're just struggling scoring the basketball. Chandler's kind of leading away with nine. Then you got Macy with two free throws. You got Bailey with a free throw. Lauren Ballou with a two-point shot, and Kylie Leonard with two.
Yeah, just not a lot there.
Not a recipe for success when we shoot the ball as poor as we did in that half. We were also 4 of 9 from the free throw line and 0 for 5 from the three.
Yeah, you know, it goes back to kind of that game we played last Saturday against, I think it was Salisbury, is, you know, just couldn't make the three-pointers, didn't shoot great from the three-point line or from the free-throw line. And, you know, we just never got into any kind of rhythm against that 3-2 zone. I'm sure Coach Holloway is going to change things up. He knows he needs to change the momentum, the tempo. It really needs to change everything about that first half. And he's one of the best at doing that, I'm sure. At halftime, he's going to draw up something a little different. So we're going to talk about what he might do in the second half. When we come back, we're going to throw it to Jack, let him play a few words from our sponsors. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTF.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Welcome back to the Final Four in the State 4A classification state tournament. We're here at Lenora Ryan, and Pisgah trails by a score of 37-16 at halftime. I'm sure this is probably our biggest deficit all year, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, we were down double digits to North Buncombe, I believe, when we went over there in the third quarter. We were able to come back and win that game. But we haven't been down this amount, 21 points here at halftime.
Yeah, it's not an insurmountable amount. I've seen this team get on rolls before. We can rattle off a lot of points quickly. We just got to get the tempo in our favor. And right now, they're making a lot of baskets, which allows them to set up in that 3-2 zone, which does not allow us to do any kind of transition at all. So we're having to play a half-court game. We've talked about all season, that's not our style. We do not do well in a half-court game. So Coach Holloway's going to have to come up with something to change the pace of play. We want, I think, a much more faster pace here in this second half.
Yeah, we got to create a little chaotic environment for them. Right now they're shooting 5 of 11 from the 3. They're 8 of 12 from the free throw line. You know, so they're shooting the ball well from deep. Almost at a 45% clip. And then, you know, free throw line. And they've missed a few there in the first quarter, but they've settled down there and are making their free throws as well.
Yeah, and, you know, I imagine Coach Holloway may put that full court press on. And Anderson is a really good, solid player, but she's a great ball handler. I think if we can force her to her left more, we'll have some success. But if you can allow her to go right, she's going to hurt us all night long.
Yeah, you got to take her right hand away. She's, I won't say she's one-dimensional because she is a very good player, but she likes going right.
Yeah.
She likes to fake left and go back right. So I would guess we're going to do a lot more trapping, whether it be at that man. It's going to be risky because we can give up easy baskets on the backside. But at this point in time, we've got to create turnovers in transition basketball.
Yeah, and I think one other thing we got to pay attention to, we can allow them to have second chance opportunities. In that first half, we give up a lot of points. After the initial shot, they got the rebound or they got an immediate steal once we got the rebound and resulted in some easy buckets. We got to completely take that away in the second half. This game is not out of hand, but we do have to play a very clean second half to get back in it. So we're going to throw it back to Jack one more time here before we start the second half with a few words from our sponsors. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTF.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth here courtside at Shuford Arena on the campus of Lenoir Ryan University, where your Bears trail 37-16 at halftime. So Kevin and I were talking during the break. We can come back from 21 points. The first or second playoff game, we were down four. After the first quarter, we end up winning by 40-some.
Yeah.
So we're capable. We know that. But we have to play a clean half. We got to make our free throws. We got to box out, get the rebounds. We got to do all the basic stuff. But then we got to get the tempo in our favor. So what do you think Coach Holloway is drawing up right now?
Well, I think he's going to talk about energy first, energy and confidence. Then I think he's drawing up what you talked about a little earlier. Well, we're going to start pressing full court. We're going to pick up full court regardless of where we're at. And we're going to try to run their tongues out here in the second half.
Yeah, we were also talking, you know, with 3 minutes to go, it was a 10-point game. And in that last 3 minutes, couldn't have probably went worse for Pisgah. We couldn't make a thing, couldn't get a call. They made some three-pointers, and all of a sudden, you look up, and it's a 21-point deficit at halftime.
Yeah, we need this first 3 to 4 minutes of this third quarter to start off that way. We need to be able to draw this thing back in, get within reaching distance as we go into the fourth quarter.
So we got about a minute and a half here until we start the second half. I just want to remind everybody, May 16th is the annual Pisgah drawdown. Tickets will be available in about the next 2 weeks. Find your favorite coach or your Booster Club member and buy one of those drawdown tickets. That is the biggest fundraiser for the Booster Club all year, and that helps provide a lot of neat things for these student athletes. One of the things it'll help pay for, they come down here in a charter bus. That's one thing the Booster Club loves to do. When you make it into the playoffs, we like for you to arrive in style. So, but many things. You can look at almost any sport, and we can show you things the Booster Club has purchased. And the way we do that is with your help. And that it starts with buying a ticket to the drawdown May 16th. Also, we've got a few cents. I want to tell people, if you remember Coach Steve Lefford, one of the icons of Canton Middle School, his son, Micah Lefford, is doing a revival at Lake Junaluska this week. Services start at 6 o'clock, so hopefully maybe tomorrow night or Saturday night you can go out there and hear a great message from Micah Lefford. So, Kevin, I think the nerves are probably gone at this point from our girls. It's time just to get down and play hard-nosed basketball.
Yeah, the nerves should be gone at this point.
Yeah.
So we just got to come out here. Don't look at that scoreboard. Just play. Play basketball and see what we can do in this second half to make this game a little tighter going down the stretch, and hope that Maiden freezes up a little bit from the three.
Let's hope so. So I agree, Kevin, these first few minutes is going to be critical. And it looks like Pisgah will get the first possession of the second half.
Need one of those Forga contracting threes to go down here early, Mike.
Yeah, we've not got to say that tonight. Pisgah has the ball. Chandler with it. Down the corner. Macy takes a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by the Blue Devils. Anderson with the ball. It's across half court. Goes inside to Culver. Culver finds a good pass, but the shot is blocked by Pisgah. That pass went to Dua and tipped out of bounds. Possession to the Bears. Macy to Chandler. Chandler across half court. Drifts to her right. Now throws it to her left. To Bailey. Inside. Stolen away by Maiden. Anderson with the ball. Bringing it up. Over to the right. Now back top of the key. Anderson drives to her right. Feeds it inside to Culver. Spin move. Good. And I think the Blue Devils are content to defeat it inside here in this second half. Ball tipped out of bounds. Possession stays with the Pisgah Bears. 7 minutes to play, third quarter, 39-16. Inbound to Chandler. Chandler drives to the free throw line. Inside, outside. Macy fakes the shot, dribbles, shoots, no good, gets her own rebound. Goes out to Chandler. Chandler is going to think about taking those open threes right there. Now over to the right to Macy. Now to Scout. Over to Chandler. She's going to take one of those three-pointers. It's good.
Is that quarter contract in? Three-point shot.
And that's what we needed, 39-19. Anderson inside again. Now outside. Go inside to Culver. Outside. To Bass, now inside to Culver. She drives and scores again. Good footwork by Culver to get the basket. 41-19. Macy. Over to Scout. To Bailey. Swings it around to Macy, top of the key. Corner to Chandler. Feeds it inside to Kylie. And has her shot blocked by Culver. Now to Anderson. Anderson again, they're going inside, but this time it's stolen by Kylie and tipped out of bounds by Pisgah, or excuse me, by the Blue Devils.
That's what we got to do. We've got to get in front of everything to get those deflections in the passing lane.
Ball goes to Chandler. They're staying in that, appears to be the 3-2 zone. Chandler has it, now swings it to Bailey. Back to Chandler. They go inside to Kylie. Kylie turns, face to the basket, now hands it off to Chandler. Chandler drives in the paint. Left-handed shot, no good. And rebound picked up by Kylie. Over the corner. Chandler fakes the three, now drives. Gets it to Bailey, and she drives and scores. 41-21. Unfortunately, Ken, we can't trade baskets with them. We've got to have some defensive stops.
Wow.
Bailey gets called for the foul.
It's only her first. You got to get out of there and really pressure here.
Rembert inbounds to Anderson. Anderson looks over at the coach, gets the play. He is getting that full court man-to-man. Culver hands it off to Anderson. Her shot is good. Anderson 15-foot jumper is good, 44-21. Chandler with the ball. Passes over to Bailey, back to Chandler. Inside to Kylie. Kylie kicks it out to Macy, three-point shot up, and good.
There's another quarter contract and three-point shot.
44-24. Finally, those threes are starting to go down for us, Kevin. Three-pointer goes up on the other end. No good. Rebounded by Chandler. Quickly goes the other way. She's going to drive into the paint, and they're going to call an offensive foul.
Oh, no.
They call an offensive foul on Chandler. Unfortunately, she did make the basket, but they're going to wave it off.
It's not a real good call. It's the second team foul on Pisgah. None here on Maiden.
So Pisgah in man-to-man, Lexus guarding Anderson. Forcing her to her left. Now Culver pops out, top of the key. Back to Anderson. Back to Culver. Three-point shot goes up for Maidenton. No good. Rebounded by Macy. and we got fouls all over the place. And the official standing 3 feet away don't call it, but the one on the other end does. Thank goodness.
Who did that call that one on?
It could have been one of three players. I couldn't tell which one it was. Ball goes in to Chandler. 44-24. Got a chance to get this under 20. Macy. Cross court to Bailey. Now to Chandler. Over to Macy on the right side. Now back top of the key. Chandler thinks about the three. Now goes over to Bailey. To Kylie. Kylie drives, shoots, and misses. And we're going to have a foul on Chandler.
And that's going to be her third. You're going to have to be careful there. I hear some folks saying how terrible that is. I'm not sure who it is. But that was a tough call on a reaching rebound.
Yeah, that was two quick fouls on Chandler. Anderson with the ball. Culver pops out three-point line. Now we're back to Anderson. Then in the corner. Three-point shot goes up and in and out. No good. Alexis almost had it. Now it goes back to Maiden. Anderson's got it. Anderson is driving.
That's a push off.
Yep. And she has a habit of doing that. That's the first time they've called it tonight, though. She does like to use that free arm to clear space, and they finally got her for it. Again, Pisgah trying to get this thing under 20 with 3:02 to play third quarter. Chandler dribbling out top of the key. Goes inside to Kylie, and it's stolen away by Dula. Dula finds Anderson. Anderson drives.
Another push off.
Yep. Shot goes up, no good. And it's going to go out of bounds. Possession will go back to the Bears.
If we could score the basketball here, Mike, we could make some run here.
Yeah.
Got to get a couple of shots to go down.
2:35 to play third quarter, 44-24. Chandler, and they throw it away. And they go over to Alexis that went off her fingertips out of bounds. Again, just cannot seem to break that 20-point mark. Ball goes into Anderson. Full court man-to-man by the Bears. Alexis is on Anderson. She dribbles left, or she dribbles to her left with her right hand. It goes into Culver. Now down the corner, Campbell. Out to Bass, top the key, into Culver. And she does the same move she's done all night. And that's going to make it 46-24. We're going to timeout by the Blue Devils.
That timeout on the court, sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, or one of our friendly staff. 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So we've not found an answer. When they go into Culver, she spins hard to her left, takes two hard dribbles and shoots, and she's getting she's gotten several just easy buckets off that play.
Yeah, and Kylie's trying not to pick up that third foul, but at this point, we've just got to play physical and really not let them catch it.
Yeah.
On the block. That's the biggest thing.
I think if she does, you have to hedge to her left, which would be Culver's right, and force her to go to her left. She doesn't want to go that way.
Yeah, she keeps coming to her right every time.
So 2 minutes to play third quarter. Chandler dribbles to fades to her left. Back to Kylie. It's top the key. Hands it off to Chandler. Chandler's going to take the three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by the Blue Devils. Anderson. Inside, outside. Back top of the key.
Let her shoot.
Goes into Culver. Now to Anderson. Looks like they're going to just kill some time. Nope. Three-pointer goes up, and it's good. By Campbell. I don't know if she's even scored tonight. She just made a three-pointer.
No, she has not scored tonight. She hasn't shot many of those at all tonight.
Bailey drives and draws a foul against Campbell. So she'll go shoot two Messimer Insurance free throws. But unfortunately, the lead has grown to 25 for the Blue Devils. Free throw up and good. 49-25. Looks like this last minute and 22, Coach Hensley is going to rest most of his starters. Next free throw off, rebounded by the Blue Devils. Rembert with the ball. Inside, outside, back top the key. Campbell has it over on the left elbow. She dribbles and kicks it out. And stolen away and stolen right back by the Blue Devils. And we got another three-point attempt, and this one's no good. Rebounded by the Bears. Chandler pushes it up the court, 54 seconds. Open three-pointer, Bailey passes on it and shoots, and she's going to draw the foul. So with 49.4 seconds remaining in the third, Bailey's going to get two Messimer Insurance free throws. Try to get this thing down just a little bit so we have a chance in the fourth quarter. Free throw good, 49-26.
Messimer Insurance Agency brings you insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Next free throw, also good, 49-27. Full court press by the Bears. Maiden gets it up the court. Stolen away by the Bears. Stolen back and then tied up. Possession arrow points towards the Blue Devils. Campbell with inbound. Top the key to Bass. She drives. Kicks it out to Beal. They're going to hold it for one shot, looks like.
Get out pressure, right? Yep.
Down into the corner. Out top the key. A little more pressure by the Bears.
Get in the passing lane.
Goes inside. Almost stolen away. Our main 10-foot jump shot is no good. Rebounded by Chandler. She's going to tire out towards the other end of the court. She's going to get in the paint. Good pass, score. Nice pass, nice score by Bailey. 49-29. We're in the full court press. 4 seconds to go. They get it down to the other end. Shot goes up and good. So Beal with a 10-foot jumper at the buzzer is good. That's going to make it 51-29. When we come back, we'll have your fourth quarter from Shuford Arena here at Lenore Ryan. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTF.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Welcome back to the campus of Lenore Ryan, where we are heading into the fourth quarter of this Final Four round in the 4A state championship. And the Bears trail 51-29 to the Maiden Blue Devils. So, Kevin, we got to have a full-out assault here in this fourth quarter to try to somehow get back into this ballgame.
Yeah, at this point, we're just playing as hard as we can. Try to pull it within striking distance coming down the stretch of this basketball game.
So we got first possession. Ball goes to Chandler. Down in the corner. Back out to Chandler. They go inside. Shot goes up. No good. And we got a jump ball. And the possession will go to the Blue Devils. Full court pressure by Pisgah. Ball goes in to Anderson. He gets across half court, and they're going to call a foul.
Wow.
I think that was a referee anticipating a foul, that we would try to foul him. But we weren't trying to foul him. So Blue Devils, Bass with the inbound to Anderson. Pisgah stays in the half-court man-to-man. Over to the left, elbow to Bass. She dribbles, now passes it out. Now back, top of the key to Anderson. Swings it to Culver, top of the key. Now over to the left side to Dua.
The activity has picked up here on our defensive side.
Yep, Bass has it. Pass inside. And they get to Rimber, and she scores 53-29.
That was a good offensive possession by Maiden.
Yeah.
We did go trap real quick. She got it back to the cutting young lady from the trap for a easy bucket as we didn't rotate over after the trap. So that's the only thing I could say. If you got to rotate after that, you have to take those chances right now.
I was going to say the bigger problem is we have to gamble on defense. And if Maine's going to make good, solid passes, they can make us pay for that gamble. But, at this point, when you're down 24 with 7 minutes to go in the game, you've got to take those chances.
Right. So certainly this time out on the court, sponsored by Canton Insurance, call Michelle, one of our friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So 7:06 to play in the game. Bears trail 53-29. This is for a chance to move on to the state championship game next week, which will be played at Wake Forest University. And we would love to have that opportunity, but it's going to take an impressive comeback here in the last 7 minutes. But our girls have done some impressive things this year. Ball goes to Chandler. Now to Bailey. Back to Chandler. Throws it down the corner to Alexis. She's looking inside, nothing. Finds Mason top of the key, around to Bailey. Back to Alexis. She's going to drive in the paint. Now kicks it out to Chandler. Chandler pulls it out to the top of the key, over to Alexis. Now to Macy. Macy's going to take the three-point shot and rattles around. No good. Rebounded by Culver. Anderson with the ball. Almost stolen away by Bailey. Ball at the top of the key. Pisgah trying to do everything they can without fouling, but they will have to finally commit a foul on Anderson. That foul's on Bailey. And that is only, what, is that the third foul this quarter, Kevin?
That is, it's like the second foul this
second
quarter.
Foul. Inbounds to Anderson. Excuse me, that is. Now Anderson has it top of the key. Bailey's all over her. Anderson dribbling around. They're just chewing up clock. Hands it off to Rimbert. And they're going to call Chandler, I believe, with a foul. And that is four on Chandler. Six minutes to go in the game. Inbound to Anderson in the backcourt. She brings it up. We're double teaming. Trying to get her in a trap, and they're calling another foul. I believe this one's on Bailey.
And these are all touch fouls here. That should be number 4-0 here in this quarter. And we're getting out and pressuring the ball, but if they're going to call these fouls, we're not going to be able to pressure the ball at all.
Yeah.
It should be an offensive foul.
They said she stepped on the out-of-bounds line. So that will give it back to the Bears, 53-29, 5:51 to play. Chandler brings it up. And it's stolen away by Rembert, and she's going to have a wide-open layup. 55-29. Macy to Chandler. Chandler to Bailey. to Alexis. And the problem is when they run this 3-2 zone, it's so slow to try to get a good shot off. Bailey does get in the paint and scores. 55-31. .5:12 to play in the game. Anderson goes down the corner to Bass and has it tipped out of bounds. And that's going to be off Maiden. So just what the Bears needed, a turnover. 5:07 to play in the game. Chandler with the ball. Chandler calling the play over to Macy. Macy with a couple dribbles. Tries to feed it inside. It's tipped away and stolen by Rembert. Rembert gets it to Anderson again. She's happy just to walk the ball up the court with 4:47 to play. Anderson goes down the corner, inside to Culliver. Now she kicks it out to Anderson, quickly slings it. Rembert to Anderson. Almost stolen away by Macy. Now to Bass. She's going to drive, gets it to Culliver. They're not looking to score at this point. They're just killing time. And stolen away by Macy. Gets it ahead to Alexis, and she's going to score. 55-33. Got it down to 22. 4:20 to play in the game. Again, Anderson walking it up. To Rembert, down in the corner to Dua. Dua finds Rembert, and it's, they call a foul as she drives to the basket. I thought she had lost it out of bounds, but they call foul.
And that is the fifth personal foul on Fisker here in this quarter, to zero for Maiden. Good deflection by Kylie, and they just called the foul there.
Free throw up and good by Rembert, 56-33. Next free throw is no good, but fight for the rebound. The Blue Devils come away with it, and they score again, 58-33. Under four to play in the game. Chandler goes down to the left elbow, down into the corner. Bailey takes the three-pointer, no good. Fight for the rebound. Alexis comes out with it, and she scores. And we got a timeout on the court by Coach Holloway. This is a Kent Insurance timeout with 3:45 to play. 58-35, Bears trail.
And this timeout on the court, sponsored by Kent Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, Kevin, I don't know I don't know what Coach Holloway's going to come out with, but, you know, I think pretty soon you got to start fouling and just hope they don't make free throws.
Yeah, and the problem is we've got Chandler with four, Bailey with three, Scout with three, Kylie with three. So you got to know who can foul. Alexis has two. Macy has one. So those two can definitely foul and extend this game out a little bit.
Yeah, you've got to pick out whoever you think their worst free throw shooter is at this point. And you have to put somebody in as just a designated fouler to, when that person gets the ball, foul. Otherwise, we can't just trade possessions. We've got to, you know, because they're killing a good 10 to 15 seconds on every possession.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So Pisgah comes out in a full court press. Dua with the inbounds. Gets it to Anderson. She's getting it up the court. We're trying to trap her. Now back to Dua. Now back to Anderson. She gets it across half court. Now down in the corner to Bass. Now out to Anderson. Now back to Bass. Now back to Anderson. We've got to do something besides just let them play volleyball back and forth. Anderson with the ball at half court. Alexis is on her. She's dribbling. She gets in the paint. And we got a foul called on the Bears. And that's going to be two shots for Anderson.
And that's going to be the sixth personal foul on Pisgah.
Still none on the Blue Devils this quarter.
None on the Blue Devils.
I don't anticipate there's going to be any. Free throw is good. 59-35. Anderson's second free throw up, and this one is good as well. So we got to really push the tempo here. Chandler bringing it up. She gets to the three-point line. She passes over to Bailey, to Blue. Blue tries to feed it inside, and it's kicked by Dua. She's going to give it back to the Bears with 3 minutes to go in the game. Bears trail by 25, 60-35. Inbounds. Blue. Good. 10-foot jumper. Again, Pisgah quickly in the press. We're trying to trap, but Anderson just too quick and got a wide open Dua, and she misses the easy layup. And unfortunately, it was last touched by Bailey, and it goes out of bounds. So the Blue Devils with the inbounds. They go inside, they kick it back out, and another easy shot missed, but she gets her own rebound, and the putback by Culliver is good. 62-37. 2.5 to play. Chandler trying to find an opening. Now gets it to Blue. To Baylor. Now to Macy. Out to Chandler. Chandler shoots and scores. 62-39. 2:20 to play. Anderson with the ball. And they are unfortunately going to call that touch foul, and I mean touch foul, on Chandler. And that is going to be the end of the night for Chandler.
That is absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, that's a tough call and a tough way to end your career. That was, I don't even know if that was even a foul, but I think the refs are, maybe they're thinking we're trying to foul. I'm not sure, but
yeah, I don't know what they're thinking there. But
free throw's good, 63-39. Second free throw attempt up, and this one's also good, 64-39. Macy to Kylie. Kylie drives and shoots and scores. 64-41. 2 minutes to go. Almost stolen away by Bailey, but the possession will stay with the Maidenton Blue Devils. There's a full court pressure. Ball goes into Mason. And we've got another foul called on the Bears.
I wonder if they realize this is at least 9 fouls on the Bears this quarter to 0 on maybe.
And Coach Holloway is going to bring Faith Brown into the game. And nice move by Coach Holloway to get his other senior that hadn't got on the court tonight into the game for this last 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think Bailey may have fouled out right there as well.
Okay. Free throws are both. First free throw is good by Anderson. 65-41. Next free throw up and good. Macy bringing it up the court. Over to Kylie. Kylie thinks about the three, now drives. She shoots, has it blocked, rebounded by Anderson. Anderson just going to walk it up the court. Obviously no hurry on their end. 66-41, minute 43 to play in this semifinal contest. Anderson with the ball, and she loses it out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Macy. And Coach Holloway is going to get his seniors off the court. And Pisgah fans give our seniors a big standing ovation. They've played a great game tonight, but they're going to come up short as they're down by 25 here.
And he's got all of his starters, really first group out of there. He's got Molly Watson, Annie Jennings, Jaden Palouse, Faith Brown, and Lana Burke. And their coach has decided not to sub in yet.
Yeah, not a real classy move by the Bradenton, or excuse me, the Maiden coach. And I think Coach Holloway just gave him a little stare, and I think he now has his substitute ready to come into the game. So 68-41, Anderson made the bucket and got fouled, or at least that's what the official said. Free throw good. 69-41, minute 24 to play. Blue with the inbound to Molly.
And yeah, they still got five young ladies over here that haven't even taken off of their shoes.
Molly has the ball top of the key. She dribbles right, now left. Pisgah swings around, top key. Blue has it in the corner. Cross court to Molly. She drives, takes the 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Maiden. Minute to play in the game. Bass has it, now down in the corner. Now back out, top the key. Over to the right side. Pisgah man-to-man. Stolen away by Pisgah. And looks like we're going to have a foul called. That'll be the first foul called on Maiden this quarter with 43.5 seconds to play. So we're not in the bonus since that's the first foul. Inbounds. Try to go to Blue. And Pisgah has it. Try to go inside. And ball rolls outside off Pisgah. And it'll be the Blue Devil ball with 37.4 seconds to play. Shook with the ball for the Blue Devils. She passes to the corner. Now back to Bass at the top of the key. Swings it over to the right side. Now back out. There's chewing up clock. 19 seconds to play. They're going to try to go inside, and we got a shot, and no good. And we got to fight for the rebound, and it's going to be off the Blue Devils. Pisgah ball with 7.3 seconds to play, 69-41. Molly Watson bringing it up. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. She's going to take a shot at the buzzer, and it's no good. And that's going to end it, folks. Your final score is Maiden Blue Devils 69, Pisgah Bears 41. When we come back, we'll have your A1 Storage Player of the Game. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTF.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Welcome back to Shuford Arena here at Lenore Ryan, where our Pisgah Lady Bears unfortunately have just fallen to the Maiden Blue Devils by a final score of 69-41. Kevin, just really from the start to the finish, it just wasn't our night tonight.
Yeah, it was not our night. And the first two quarters, being down 21 at halftime, competed in the second half, just could not draw any closer. This was not our night tonight.
Yeah, you know, I don't think we ever figured out that 3-2 zone they were running. We just never could get into any kind of transition game. It was, you know, a pretty cold night shooting for us. Obviously, we didn't get the calls that we felt like we should have got. And you just add all that up together, and it's kind of a heartbreaking 69-41 loss for our Bears. But don't let this game define our Bears this year. They had an outstanding season. You know, they're going into the season 29-2. Of course, they had a perfect conference record. So our Bears have nothing to hang their heads about tonight as they walk out of the arena here. I'm so proud of the team, so proud of your daughter, Kevin. The team, they competed even in second half when, quite honestly, we knew we didn't have a lot of a chance going in second half down by 20-plus points. But they never stopped competing right up to the last horn. And we knew they wouldn't. That's the team they are and have been all season. So it's time now for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. A1 Storage with 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. A1 Storage, your stuff is our business. And tonight's award for most valuable player goes to our senior Pisgah Bear ladies. This senior group has got a very impressive record for their time here at Pisgah. And there's no way I could do anything but to give my award to all those senior ladies. They did an outstanding job their entire career. And, again, to make it to the Final Four in the state is a great accomplishment. Obviously, as a Pisgah fan, you always want to win. We want to win it all. But to make it this far is certainly an accomplishment that they need to be proud of. So I'm going to give it to those seniors, Macy Devlin, Chandler Lowry, Bailey Connard, Lauren Blue, Kylie Leonard, Faith Brown, and Jaden Blue. That's our seniors on this 25-26 team. And like I said, Kevin, we're very proud of those young ladies.
Yeah, it's what a great season they've had. It's a shame it had to end this way tonight. But Maiden was clearly the better team tonight. You know, I think if we played 10 games, we could win half of them.
Maybe.
But not the way we played tonight. We didn't play well enough in that first half to keep ourselves in it. And they were able to extend that lead out, really that three-minute period to end the first half was the difference in the game tonight. But couldn't be more proud of these young ladies, the accomplishments they've had. You consider their eighth grade year, you know, they're looking at about 120-something wins and 13 losses in the last 5 years. The 13th hurts more than any of them.
It does.
I will say that for them. They care. You saw the tears on their face. They're not happy to fall short. But to make it all the way here to the Western Regional and have the season that they had this year, you just have to commend each one of them, each and every player on the team, not just the seniors.
Yeah.
But they really came together and had an excellent season. So.
They did. We're going to throw it back to Jack for a few words from our sponsors. When we're going to come back, we'll have a few more thoughts about this game. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTF.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nebraska Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth here courtside at Lenoir Ryan University. And the Bears unfortunately fall tonight to the Maiden Blue Devils. Just a great season by our Lady Bears. But now, Kevin, it's time to change our focus a little bit as we look ahead to spring sports. I think you're probably going to be doing some softball games for us this year. You and, I don't know, Joey or Jack. And then I know Tim Surrett's going to be doing some baseball games, and Jack will be doing those with him, I'm sure. So we still got a lot of Pisgah sports remaining as we look forward to our spring sports. And as I mentioned before, certainly everybody keep in mind the annual Pisgah booster drawdown. That's on May 16th. That's a way you can get out and support our Pisgah Bears. And then, you know, I always start thinking as we get these nice days like we had today, Kevin, football is not that far away. And so we'll have our two brothers bringing us football action this year. So that's not too far off in the distant future. But as for now, baseball and softball has gotten underway, and both teams are off to a good start. So we look forward to hearing you and Tim bring us some of that action in the next few weeks. So any final thoughts here tonight, Kev?
No, just excited about the spring season for all those spring teams. Great basketball season, though, with these girls and our boys' team having a great year as well. So it's been an exciting year here for Pisgah sports.
It has. So that's going to wrap it up here from Lenoir Ryan as our Lady Bears make it to the Final Four in the state. But unfortunately, it ends tonight for those young ladies. And again, we wish the seniors the best as they move on into their college lives and careers and whatever comes next for them. I want to thank our broadcast partners, Jack Webb, Mark Stevenson, of course, Kevin Lowry here beside me, Jack Hewitt back in the studio. I want to thank them. They did a tremendous job this year bringing you Pisgah basketball. Also want to thank Terrell Evans. As always, Terrell, the owner of WPTL, proud supporter of Pisgah athletics, and I know I speak for her when I say it's her honor to bring you Pisgah sports from football to basketball to baseball to softball so that the fans who can't make the games like tonight get to hear their team on the radio. So we thank Terrell for her continued efforts in support of Pisgah athletics. So we're going to pack up and head back to Canton. And again, hope if you're listening to us here in stadium, have a safe trip back. And as well as our basketball team as they travel back to Canton tonight. Again, so for Kevin Lowry, Jack Q at in studio, I'm Mike Lovelace. Have a great evening.